the sooner the better we do that. Now that we sort of have some ideas on being in the world and not of it, of course that's something it came out tonight, you don't have to accept it. The next thing is silence. Silence is the ground on which this practice is possible. Because if we don't have the silent, there is no way to seek the mind to be a contradiction that we don't want to have. So everything, every accomplishment on self-realization has to be on the bed of silence. The silence is what cultivates it, what nourishes it. So the seeds are thrown in our heart, right? In my case, by my teacher, Sai Baba. So the seeds are thrown there. Now, to the degree that I take it into silence and make it mine, you see, it's becomes a communion between the self. Yes.
I like to talk and I like to share. But when I come here, you remind me that what I share and what I talk is baggage.
Yes. Yes, I know. I noticed so that you are becoming quieter and quieter.
I'm trying not to say anything, you know. But I can't.
There is no but in this class.
I know. You know, and I've defined it as being baggage, you know, because the course that my life has taken, it went down that road without me. Mm-hmm. But that was where I would have sent it. Mm-hmm.
Good, good. Yes, you really see things very well. It's just that we need to practice it. As soon as something hits your heart, grab it and run with it. Don't let it run away from you. It's very important. If something purrs your heart as a truth, do not let it run away from you. Just hold on to it. Make it yours. Practice it. And until you know without knowing, you see without opening your eyes, you hear without having the ears. So, silence is very, very important. Very, very important. Now, in the meditation we just did, the trust meditation, I like to call it, when you go back to your promise, immediately you're in the field of silence. It was not your experience. As soon as you remember the promise, you're in the field of silence. In that, there is a communion. You know, you will get lectures and inspirational and transformation. So the crux of the thing is that I hope it doesn't become just a sentence. Remember, the love, the beloved, and the lover is you. The search, the searcher, and the object of the searching is you. So what is it that we're trying to strive? But just to be. Isn't that ironic that we run around? And yet we are the cause for this creation? That sounds almost ridiculously funny. Any question on that, and then we'll go back to some, or any comment on that?
I had something very interesting happen when I did the trust meditation this time. There might have been the silence there, but there was thoughts there too. And within that came an extreme questioning of anything and everything the senses brought in.
Yes, that's exactly what we were talking about tonight. That's really it. That's right. You can either question it or translate it, whichever suits you. If you question it, that's inquiry, that's beautiful. Or you can translate it to one, because you're so familiar with that one. Now, most of us should develop good characters, but not on a self-realization. Self-realization does not need credential. So if we spend our time trying to be a better person or not be a better person or all of that, it's absolutely irrelevant to what we're talking about tonight. As long as we stay centered in that truth of who we are, the character becomes no obstacle. It will adjust itself the way it needs to be adjusted. Plus, if we see one, how can we have any conflict in the first place? So it's very important to know that our work is so simple. We work really hard. We really work hard in past to be a good person. Now we are. Hallelujah. Now let's not be God. You know, it's enough. Let's be who we are.
Could it be that those steps are just steps of realizing? In other words, you're just going through part of the process and then you realize that.
Those steps are very, very necessary, but we should not put up a tent in it.
Don't get caught up.
Yes. Let's not make it our home. When the next stage comes, I see people that they are so entangled with being good that they don't want to take the next step, which is just concentrating on the oneness of God or omnipresent or omniscient. So this is for those people. Just we need to move on and be who we are, really are. Just be. Now, a few weeks ago, we talked about if we really want peace of mind. Remember, Mamu, that was the last time you were here. If we really want peace of mind, what is it that we are doing to help it? Okay? If we want peace of mind, there are thoughts, words, and deeds have to support it. They can't go against it. So whenever we are caught up in the duality of the mind, we are not initiating to our peace. Mm-hmm. We are not helping it. We're not cultivating. What cultivates that, what helps it, what supports it, is to go in silence and be. Right?
I would agree with that. So, caught up, when you get caught up in the mind,
you lost it.
Your peace just disappears on you. It turns into sand and just disappears.
Yes. And yet, when that happens, we sit down, in my case, cry, oh, I want my peace, why is it so temporary? It's not, peace is not temporary, my devotion to it is temporary.
It's that I want.
My devotion, the thoughts, words, and deeds are not supporting my goal. And we can't reach the home without it. So I say namaste because I like to open their room for